The USDA Winter Wheat Seeding Survey in South Dakota reports 830,000 acres were planted in autumn for the 2023 crop year. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson states dry soils were not friendly to fall growth.
In fact, in South Central South Dakota, for the first time in many producers' history, they saw the winter wheat that did not at least sprout or had sprouted but just never surfaced, and as they've dug that plant up, maybe is not going to make it. So it'll be interesting to see come spring, April, when we get into the green up on what the abandonment rate right might be.
Other regions of winter wheat in the state had slightly better moisture and are now benefiting from a blanket of snow. However, Christofferson reports many western fields have lost their winter cover and are more vulnerable to extreme cold. Currently, 84% of South Dakota winter wheat is rated fair to very poor. Winter wheat seeded in the central and southern plains, too, went into dry soils.
Surprisingly, they did report an increase nationwide, which seems to go somewhat contrary to early reports from the southern states and how late they were going with some of their seeding and the slow germination that they were seeing.
Currently, the Drought Monitor reports 57% of Kansas is in extreme drought or lower. As for spring wheat, the outlook in South Dakota is far better, thanks to winter moisture.
It's hard to believe as we sit out here and look at some of these snowbanks we've got now that we're 75 days away from seeding spring wheat. And so it's going to remain to be seen, especially in the northeast, and how fast that disappears, how firm that ground becomes, and whether they can get in there with spring wheat.
The planting window for spring wheat in South Dakota begins in late March, early April. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.